Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Different service. And sometimes different. I mean, I'm talking about in style, and you only get as much out of a service as you're willing to put in yourself. So we're going to have, there'll be four transitions in the service today, and you'll see that. We're going to hear some powerful testimonies. We're going to read some great, powerful scriptures today. We're going to pray together. And so, you know, this has been a season of prayer and fasting. January, God moved, and I really wanted to hear what all God did during January. We had five people in our church that fasted and prayed one or two days a week during the month of January. We had 11 people that fasted from one meal a week every week in January. We had 10 folks fast and pray, fasted from sweets and soft drinks and sugar and caffeine. And then we had one person give up meat and pray all month and prayed that way. And we had 9 people do the Daniel fast, which is vegetables and fruits and nuts and water that did that for the month. And so what fasting does, it gets you on praying ground. And there's probably a lot more of you all that did some fasting, but you didn't turn in your commitment sheet so I could pray over them. We didn't ask people to put their names on it. But anyways, I know that God did something powerful. And we wanted this service, Brother Andrew and I have been praying over it and working on it. And we wanted this to be a climactic service as to what God did in January. And you're going to hear some of that today and what He is still doing. How many of you know God is alive and well? Let me pray for us, and then we're going to turn this over to our wonderful worship team. Father, thank you so much for who you are. There is no one like you. You are the great, mighty, powerful, awesome, high and lifted up, majestic God. You are the one true living God. There's no one like you. And Father, you sent your Son so that we could get to know what God's like, and so that we could be in a relationship with you. And so we're thankful today that you are God, and you're our God. And we want to make much of you and your Son. May the Spirit of the Lord Jesus have His way here today. Oh God, may we be open to whatever it is you want to do and say to us today. We've come with a sense of anticipation and expectation. And I pray that our worship might be pleasing in your sight. God, help us to put a smile on your face. May we be a blessing to you this morning. In Jesus' sweet name, we pray. Amen.
We go to the Lord as we enter our season of adoration, our season of praise here. We read from the Scriptures. This is from Psalm 89. It says, "And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him." Amen. You may be seated this morning.
Several folks are ready to give testimony this morning. They had called. And so I'm trying to fit these testimonies in where they best fit in the service and honor God. And in this season of praise, by the way, you do know that praise is prayer. You can pray without praise, but you can't praise without prayer, because praise is talking to Him. And so the very first man last Sunday ran me down after the service and he said, Cal, put me down. I need to share with what God's doing in my life. Now, all you testimony folks, if you don't keep these things between 2 and 3 minutes, you don't want to see. I want to give our next school teachers time to do what they need to do here in a little bit later. But just share with all of your heart. Keep it short and sweet. Kyle Chandler, where are you? Right back here. Share with us, brother, what God's been doing in your life and your family.
Good morning. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it in here in time. I just felt led last week when Brother Cal was talking about how God is working to share testimony. And it's in part on behalf of both Ashley and I, and how God has been working in our life. And it's a testimony of God's timing. In 2017, I'm not going to share 5 years worth of details, Ashley and I found ourselves in a difficult circumstance, and it's been very personal and hurtful and confusing time. It's something that we struggled with and just weren't sure how to handle. And as time went on, we took kind of an earthly approach to it and response to it, and kind of made our own how we were going to handle this situation. And over time, that led to disappointment and setbacks, and what we viewed as we just didn't understand. And as time went on and we grew spiritually, because our spiritual life had been damaged, we started to grow our relationship with God, and over time things changed. And fast forward to last year, we both came to Christ, gave our life to Christ, and I stand here today, and our circumstance that we've that we have going on, it is still present in our lives, but our outlook has, our perspective has completely changed. I can't tell you how the outcome is going to be, but I can tell you that no matter what, we know without a shadow of a doubt that we have the power and love of God's grace with us. So I just wanted to share that, and I thank God for what he's doing and how he's changing our life.
How many of you know that God is good? All the time, God is good. There's a couple back here, and most of you know the Cunninghams. They've had some tough times, and I thought about them, and so I called Sheila and Ron and asked if they would share about the goodness of God. Listen to these two testimonies.
Hey, good morning. So God absolutely works miracles. Before the holidays, Ron's mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and that was pretty scary. But you prayer warriors, I prayed, we prayed, everyone, all the families prayed. We had surgery, maybe three weeks ago. She is fantastic. We're still waiting for the final lab results to prove that the cancer's gone. But the doctor was 100% confident. He got everything. The lymph nodes didn't show cancer. She had no pain from the moment, through the whole thing. Today, she has no pain. She's healing. She's up. She's running around. She is very grateful and thankful to the Lord, and knows that his healing powers is what's leading that for her. So we are thankful, and we're confident when we get the test results and follow up that she's going to be in great shape. So we're super thankful for that. You want to do it?
Morning, y'all. I just want to tell you all about Bryce. Bryce is our grandson. He's 5 years old. He was born with autism. His first year and a half of his life, he couldn't hear. So Vanderbilt Children's Hospital fixed that problem. And boy, some wonderful people work there. We've been praying for years just for words to come out of his mouth. The autism that he's got affects his speech, and he can't talk. And slowly he has been saying words like cow, truck, you know, no sentences. Short time ago, we always pray before we eat. You know, we hold hands and pray every day. And this one time we prayed and we started to eat, and Bryce said, "No, no, no, me. And he wanted to hold our hands again. So we held hands, and he bowed his head. And he said, "Thank you for Mama and Papa, amen." And that's the first sentence he ever spoke.
And God is good, and his therapist that he sees now has told us that she does not believe that when he gets reevaluated that he's going to come back with an autism evaluation. He's speaking more. Those of you that have seen him, he's growing up, and he's going to have a little. He's just delayed, but he is speaking, and he's saying sentences and just learning and counting and saying his ABCs. And we're thankful for the therapy center that he's seeing and all his therapists, and God led us there with that direction. And we're just so grateful that, you know, we've prayed every night over this child that God just gives him words, and now God's given him sentences, and it's amazing for us. So thank you for all your prayers.
Amen. Isn't God good? Isn't he worthy of our praise today? Once again, we move to this season of repentance and forgiveness. Let's do a scripture together. If you would read this with me, we'll take our time. "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Amen.
Scripture over and over again tells us that God can't hear our prayers if we've got unconfessed, unrepented sin in our life. And we're going to have a time of prayer here in just a minute. But I know in my life, when I've gotten to the point where I recognize that my sin and my selfishness and my impatience and my judgmental, critical spirit and attitude, when those things were prevalent in my life, it dammed up the rivers of revival that God wanted to bless me with. And I wanted you all, before we pray, I wanted you all to hear this testimony from my brother. Where is Rick Tobler? Right here.
Good morning. For many years, I struggled with alcohol abuse and alcoholism. And I found my place in a, I was broken and defeated, almost without hope. One day it all came to a head, and I just called out to God. And with all that's going on in the world, he reached his hand out to a little guy in Clarksville, Tennessee, and healed him. And that's my story. Thank you.
He shared that testimony in all its fullness on one Wednesday night. And God powerfully, Jesus said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And what repentance and confession does, it opens up the avenue of God's blessing. And He cleans us up and restores us so that He can do what only... You know, how many of you know God's got a better plan than we do? And it begins in this season of... Now, we've had a season of praise, and now we're going to have a season of repentance and confession. And I don't know... You don't need me to stand up here and tell you what you need to get right with God with. God's big enough to tell you. And so would you just bow your head individually, wherever you are right now, and just ask God this question: is there anything in my life that you're not happy with? And when He tells you what that is, confess it, turn from it, receive His cleansing and forgiveness. Do that this morning. Father, as we turn from our sin and we confess the things that have got us fearful, shameful, feeling guilty about things, feeling dirty, feeling embarrassed about things. God, we just turn from all of that and we confess our sin and claim John 1:9 that You're the one who's faithful to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we want Your very best in our lives. And we know that we can't have that when we've got sin in our life. And so God, this morning, afresh and anew, we turn from our sin and we receive the great forgiveness of God that comes through the sweet sacrifice that our Savior made for us at the cross. All sin, when it's confessed, is washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord. Thank You that You're still in the business of setting folks free from addiction. I thank You for the boldness of Rick Tobler. There are others in this room that are struggling with some type of substance abuse. And they need to hear that You're able to set us free. They need to hear, we all need to hear, that as we come to terms with our sin, that You're able to set us free. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." God, thank You for the freedom that's available today. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's turn to the Scriptures.
I'm just so thankful. Anybody? Anybody thankful? Aren't you just so thankful for what God can do in our lives? Psalm 107, 31 and 32 says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt Him also in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the company of the elders." And Isaiah 54, 1 through 4 says, "Sing, O barren, you have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. Thankful for that.
God blesses folks who are grateful. And I want to tell you, as I look around the room, we ought to be the most grateful people on the planet. God is good, and He continues to show His goodness to us. And when you understand how much we've been blessed, how can we not be thankful in the assembly of the saints? Hey, if we can't share about God's goodness in here, how in the world are we going to share it out there? And so I wanted you all to hear from my sister, Susan, who's grateful and just full of thanksgiving this morning for what God's done for her.
Okay. He put the 3-minute timer on me. Okay. First of all, I just got to admit to y'all, I am not a woman of prayer. I love to study my Bible, but you prayer warriors, thank God for you. Thank God for you. But during this season of fasting and prayer, I have learned how to pray, especially on Wednesday nights, because I have learned from the prayer warriors. But I did have an answer to prayer in January. On January 10th, I had some lab work done, and it showed, like the rest of our family, that I probably had high blood pressure. So I continued my fasting, and then I went back on January 24th, and guess what? I don't have high blood pressure. So I guess my thing is I have a hard time praying for myself, but I really don't have a hard time praying for somebody in need. So if I tell you I'm going to pray for you, I will, because I love to pray for people in need. Okay, what I'm most thankful for is that Cal let me go with him and Diana to the evangelism conference in Murfreesboro. And I got to hear some of the most fabulous preachers I have ever heard in my life and that I have looked up to my whole life. One of them was Dr. Steve Gaines. He's the pastor down at Bellevue Baptist. And if you could find Mark 35, or maybe Ellen, if you could put Mark 35 up on the screen, it says, "On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side.'" So where did he tell them they were going? The other side. That was the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And Dr. Gaines' whole sermon was about this, and it was how we need to have faith and not fear. There was a storm on the Sea of Galilee that night. The fishermen and the disciples were scared to death, and Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat. Y'all know that story, right? But that what he said was that God, that Jesus had to actually show the disciples how to live in faith. And he did that. And he stopped the wind and the storm just by saying, "Hush," and it did. So what he said was, Jesus promises to bring you through the storm to the other side. He promised. He promised. Okay, and I'm just going to quickly say one other thing about my favorite pastor on the radio, Dr. Tony Evans. Do y'all know Dr. Tony Evans? He's a fabulous black preacher in Dallas, Texas. And he just said one thing that really touched me. He, like me, is sick of COVID. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all the fussing. I'm sick of all the division. And he said, what we need to remember is we are not black. We are not white. We are not vaxxed. We are not vaxxed. We're not masked or not vaxxed. We're not Republican or Democrat. We are Christians. Above all, we are Christians, and we need to start acting like it. Amen.
Let me give you one more Thanksgiving testimony. This is from one of our newest couples in the church, from Sam and Alex Postel. You know, they just had a little baby boy. I call him T-Rex. And he's a fabulous gift from God. It says, this is from Alex. We fasted in January by cutting out one thing each week: caffeine, red meat, sugar, and alcohol. Now we are slowly reintroducing one thing each week in February. We learned that we are capable of cutting back on these things. But also, on a spiritual level, it helped us focus on God. It made us stop and ponder, what do I need more, coffee or Jesus? Nothing is more important than Jesus in our lives. It also helped us remain disciplined during a new parenthood and value the bodies God gave us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to have a season of thanksgiving in prayer right now. And I know who we are. I know who we are. But there's something special about praying together. And what I'd like us to do in this next section, we're gonna break up into groups and pray. But what I'd like us to do, do y'all know what a Pentecostal prayer is? Yeah. And I know we've all got ADD and OCD and all this stuff, but what I'd like for us to do is just pray together. What my Pentecostal brothers and sisters will do in a prayer meeting is they'll throw in all the requests, and then everybody just prays together. What Baptists do is we'll spend 20 minutes with the prayer request, and then one by one by one by one, people will pray, and that's okay too. But what I'd like us to do is to all stand and just lift your gratitude up to the Lord. Maybe there's something that you're grateful for. Maybe something that God's done in your life. Maybe there's some kind of answered prayer that God's given you. And let's just offer up thanksgiving. You know, the Bible says we're to come into His courts with, and we're to enter His gates with. And so let's offer up all of our thanksgiving together. Just focus on Him now. Let's bow our heads. Now let's offer up all together the things that we're grateful for that God's doing. Praise is giving you thanks for who you are. And thanksgiving, gratitude, is thanking you for what you've done. Oh God, thank you for the marvelous ways that you have blessed us. We thank you most of all for your indescribable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. Teach us to pray, Lord. Teach us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may be seated. Once again, you guys are getting your good exercise in today. That's for certain. Once again, as we move to our next season, this is the season of intercession, the season of supplication. It's when we ask the Lord to intervene in our lives in some way. We go to the Word to seek wisdom. This is from Hosea. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and rains righteousness on you. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen as His own inheritance. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Before we pray for one another and for needs to be met, I wanted you to hear how God has answered the needs of the McCullough family. I don't know if y'all know Adam and Nikki, but you need to get to know them. They're good folks. All right, I don't know who's going first.
My sister came to me, probably a month ago, right at the beginning of our fasting. And, you know, we have a history in our family of breast cancer. It's been through my mom and my grandma and my aunts. And she said, hey, I have bad news. I got a bad mammogram, and I have to go back. And she was a little upset. And I took the day and fasted, and I was on my knees most of the day. And when you do that, sometimes it just feels like you're pleading and you're just begging, but sometimes it doesn't take the perfect words. She went in the very next day and she called me and she's like, I just need you to know they don't see anything anymore. It's not there. And so, praise God, praise God.
We moved down here, you know, back in 2020, and I had a job that was beyond stressful, one of the worst things I've ever had to deal with, and it took my confidence level down to nothing. And then I have anxiety, and been dealing with that since we've been down here, and when I got sick last year with COVID, it intensified it, and my anxiety is just through the roof. And just trying to deal with it through a day, you know, day by day. And last month we started, you know, praying and fasting. And, you know, every Sunday I would fast all day from all food and just pray. And then about a week or two ago, I just was working and kind of was in my office and just kind of blew up at myself and had no, it was just, I didn't know if I could do what I'm supposed to be doing with the new job that I have. And then I prayed and fasted, and he took it away. He helped. The burden, it lifted. So, and I'm still doing it, still praying, still fasting, and just it gets better every day, and I know that he helps me. And
prayer works. Prayer works. And when you add fasting, when you tell God that your desire for his power and presence is more important than your desire to eat, that gets the attention of God. Always has, always will. You heard testimonies today of folks who were praying and adding fasting to their prayers. It's powerful. And we have moved through that season in January, but guess what? That doesn't mean it's got to stop. And many of you are here, and you need to be set free from some things. And so we're going to pray for one another. Now, the altar here at Second Mile Church is always open. And if you need healing in some way, maybe it's spiritual healing, maybe it's emotional healing, mental healing, social healing, relational healing. If you need healing this morning, I'll be here at the front to pray for you, and anoint you with oil, and ask God to heal and touch you. And you just need to slip out of your prayer circle. That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to intercede for one another, and we're going to get in circles, prayer circles. And you just find a circle and get in it. And we're going to intercede and pray for one another. And during that season, if you need to come, you come. And we'll pray over you. All right? Just 1, 2, 3. Find a prayer circle. Get in it. And somebody, I guarantee you, will pray. If our musicians and vocalists would come now, you can stay in this season of prayer if you need to. We're going to have a hymn of response, a song of response. A couple have come forward for prayer. But while they're singing, who can satisfy my soul? This is your time to respond. Don't put God off. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. You come. You come as they sing. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? I wished everybody out here knew what we have in here today. And that's what God has called us to. Father, as our people come, bless the givers, bless the giving. Help us to be obedient in this area of our life. In Christ's name, amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.